The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Too many people settle for average because they feel that it's too difficult to go beyond average to exceptional. The tools are all there, but people don't realize the small amount of extra effort that is needed to reap big rewards. Welcome to Step Up and Play Big with Chris Ruisi. Chris and his guest experts are here to show you where the possibilities lie and what they can do to help you. Now, here is your host, Chris Ruisi.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. This is Chris Ruisi. Of course, if you're on the West Coast, it's good morning. And welcome to another episode of Step Up and Play Big with me, Chris Ruisi. We have a great show today. I know I say that every week, but I have been blessed to have some really great guests. So this is also a great show. And my special guest is Bill Schley. And today we're going to discuss a couple of Bill's best books. One in particular is one of my favorites, but I'll get to that in a second. We're going to talk about first Bill's book, The Unstoppables, Tapping into Your Entrepreneurial Power. I read that over this weekend. I couldn't put it down. I've got all sorts of things underlined and corners of pages folded over and things of that nature. I just like books. And we're going to dig deep into the emotional mechanics of accomplishment. And no matter what your dreams are, we're going to explore how the book connects the reader with the world's greatest masters of fear, risk, failure, and innovation on the fly in any situation. Bill and I are going to review the real factors that put entrepreneurs in motion. We're going to discuss his 6 unstoppable rules that you can learn in about an hour, and the ones that make entrepreneurs succeed in startups or any company that wants to keep its entrepreneurial spirit. We're also going to discuss one of my all-time favorite books I mentioned before, Why Johnny Can't Brand. I'm going to read that again, Why Johnny Can't Brand, Rediscovering the Lost Art of the Big Idea. I got to tell you, if you're looking for books to put in your business library, Why Johnny Can't Brand, The Unstoppable, and Bill's other book, The Microscripts, are three books that should be in your library. So let's get started here. We have a great deal to cover. So to begin with, let me just give you a quick overview of Bill's bio. He is an award-winning branding expert, author, speaker, and lifelong entrepreneur. He's president and co-founder of Brand Team 6 and is known for creating the Dominant Selling Idea, or DSI, at some of the world's most successful companies. He began his career as a writer at the legendary Ted Bates Advertising Agency here in New York, and he won an Effie Award for Sales Effective Advertising. In addition to The Unstoppables, he's also, as I mentioned before, the author of Why Johnny Can't Brand, which won the award for the top 5 marketing books of the year by Strategy and Business Magazine, and the last one we mentioned, The Microscript Rules, which the tagline is, let me get that here, it's not what people hear, it's what they repeat. How do you get front of mind, I guess, but Bill's going to explain that. He's appeared on CNBC's Street Signs, CNN Money, and numerous other syndicated radio programs, so we're happy to have him. Bill, good morning or good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to be here.
And thanks for finding the time. Bill and I chatted while he was rushing between airplanes in an airport somewhere.
Yeah.
And, Bill coined air travel today as you pay to be uncomfortable.
We call it the denial of comfort model.
That's it. As you can tell, we kind of hit it off. So
yeah.
Bill's up in Connecticut right now, and his suitcase, I guess, is currently empty.
Yeah.
And we're lucky to have him here today. So, Bill, let's talk about The Unstoppables,
sure.
That book, how to tap into your entrepreneurial power. Mm-hmm. What, you know, I read the book, but for our listeners, what made you write that book?
Well, if you look at the book, the foreword was by someone named Graham Weston, who started an amazing company called Rackspace, pretty much from scratch about 12 years ago, and it's turned into about a $5 billion global company now. So you know, Graham is quite an entrepreneur, and one of the rare ones that can not only start up a company but also take it to that level. You know, and Graham is always been, as a lot of entrepreneurs are, interested in what does it really truly make someone an entrepreneur. Can you actually train them or not? That's always been a debate. You know, are they born? Yep. People say they're born, they're lucky, they're this, they're that, or can you really train someone or show someone the way to unblock their entrepreneurial ability? Because also, like all entrepreneurs, Graham believes the future of our country is going to be decided by the entrepreneurs. You know, the entrepreneurs make the new markets, they create the businesses, the products, the opportunities, and that's what always made America great. And if we're going to continue to be great, we're going to have to be, you know, the entrepreneurial nation.
I think what Brad Graham said was that we don't have enough of them, that we need millions.
We don't. Right. And, you know, people sort of debate about how many people, let's say, are really entrepreneurs out there. You know, let's say there's 10% of all the people out there sort of have this entrepreneurial ability. You know, we said, could we tap another 10%? Because if we could, it would be game-changing. You know, it would be a world beater if we could. And so we sort of went on a quest to see if that was even possible. And as we started doing that, we started uncovering stuff that just completely blew us away and changed our whole direction, which is an entrepreneurial thing, but it's, you know, you'll find out. So yeah. That's what happened.
Yeah, well, you differentiate in the foreword, the introduction he wrote, between optimizers, mm-hmm. people who are good at maximizing profits and
yep.
improving inefficiencies, yep. Which are all important, but entrepreneurs have a specialized set of skills. For example, this one I like is judging when the rules need to be broken
yeah.
and when to accept risk.
Well, but see, this is the thing that I think really was the biggest eye-opener for us, which was that, you know, entrepreneurs are entirely unremarkable people. People think they are the most special people born with all these skills, and people think, you know, they start out with all kinds of money, or they have a $1 billion idea, or they're smarter than everybody else, they have a better education. And as you go through, you realize that every one of those things are myths. I mean, entrepreneurs, you know, for example, most of them start with less than, you know, $10,000 of friends and family money. Most of them don't have any special education. Most of them didn't have any breakthrough technology. They kind of learned as they went along. So
right.
if you keep, and we're talking about companies that made it into the, you know, to the Fortune, what do they call it, the Entrepreneurs 500 or something.
Fast mm-hmm. growth.
So these are successful entrepreneurs. So what did they have? And we talked to college professors, you know, at all these business schools, and they kept giving us the same old pablum. We just knew it wasn't anything that anybody could use. You start to find out that all the entrepreneurs did compared to everybody else was they took a step forward. Literally. They took one
yep.
step forward toward their dream, and then they kept stepping, and they kept swinging. And when everybody else stopped or had excuses or realized, the entrepreneur took another step, and they'd have a failure, but you know what? They'd take a step to the side, and they'd keep going. And eventually, what would happen is doors of opportunity start to open.
Well, they built their own doors.
Well, they did, but the thing is, what the magic was, Chris, was that they got in motion. The magic
yep.
was that they got in motion. You know, objects that, and you say, wow, well, it's really not that complicated. Most people have an idea. Most people have dreams. Most people have creative thoughts. Most people, after three beers on Thursday night, go back to work on Friday, right?
Yep.
But when a magical thing is that when you literally start to get in motion toward your goal and do that, you start, motion begets more motion begets more motion. And if you don't quit, each time there's a failure, and you realize that failure is learning,
mm-hmm.
it's remarkable how simple a lot of these discoveries were.
You're preaching to the choir here, Bill,
yeah.
let me tell you.
I
jokingly sometimes say in presentations that I give that, you know, for a guy who failed the biology regions twice in high school,
yeah.
One of my goals is to discover that genetic or chemical reaction in our bodies
mm-hmm.
that takes place when we get up in the morning and go vertical, and a little voice in our head says, "How do I make hard things? How do I make simple things hard?"
Yeah,
right. And we lose the simplicity of things. Mm-hmm. We try to make them complicated.
Yeah.
But I, you know, an entrepreneur is someone who's always looking, working, as you said, in motion. And they don't accept perfection, if you will. They're not looking for perfection.
No.
They're constantly looking for a way forward, a path forward.
What they're looking for is, we talked about in the book, something we call the minimum viable product. And what that means is, because if you, in other words, if you're designing a boat, right, the minimum viable boat has four sides and a bottom that doesn't leak.
Right.
It might even leak. No, so I take that back. It leaks a little bit. But the fact is, you can get in it and actually float. Doesn't sink immediately. And once you have a boat that floats, you can perfect that through the ages until eventually you have an aircraft carrier. But you got to start with a boat that floats. You have to have the minimum viable product. So rather than waiting till you get perfection, you get a minimum viable product, you get yourself in motion, and then let the market start to tell you what's good, what's bad, how to improve it, how to change it. Because, as Graham Weston would say, what entrepreneurship is, it's learning how to succeed with customers. But, you see, it's always these, you said, it's these very, very simple fundamentals. It's never anything but a simple fundamental. And if people tell you that it's complicated, don't listen to them.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I'm giving myself high fives here. Whenever I have this thing, I have myself high five. I'll just leave that vision in your head.
Yeah.
Bill, how did you get a Navy SEAL to participate in putting the book together?
Well, that's what. Okay, so that was. I'm going to give myself some high fives for, you know, this is the process, the entrepreneurial process. When you have a vision of something, you start toward it. You don't know exactly how you're going to get there, but you know you want to. And if you keep going and don't quit at the first, you know, sign of difficulty, eventually things happen. And that's kind of, we started to think that, I read some books about the SEALs, and we knew that a big part of what stops people from being entrepreneurs or accomplishing anything in their lives is just fear. You know, you ask 100 people, gee, is being an entrepreneur good? And they'll go, yeah. And they just, have you ever thought about starting your own business, being your own boss? They go, yeah. And then what stops, you say, so what stops people? And every single one of them, 100 out of 100, says one word. They say, fear. That's what people tell you, because they know, and they're right. So we started, instead of talking to college professors, we say, who knows about fear? Who knows about accomplishing the hardest things in the world under the most difficult circumstances in the world and still not quitting until they get to success? And we start thinking, you know, Navy SEALs, they know something about this.
Yeah.
What if we talked to them? What if they had lessons for us that that other people could use about, you know? And so what I started to do is I started a network, and I called up some people that I knew that I thought knew some guys that knew some guys that knew some guys, and those that didn't work. And then but one thing led to another. Finally, I was going to do a talk in Virginia Beach, Virginia on branding. And I talked to a lady, and I just brought up this subject. And she said, oh, well, my husband is like a friend of all these former SEALs who live on our street. And a lot of them are entrepreneurs, and I bet they'd like to talk to you. So, you know, so one thing led to another. I met one person. We told him about our story. We found out that a lot of the retired SEALs are entrepreneurs, but also they want the world to know that they're not just door kickers, you know, that they're guys that have, that believe in a lot of other things besides just, you know, what SEALs do on TV. Anyway, that's what happened. So you met them, and then I met more, and then they're a small community. So that's how that happened. And one of them helped us write the book.
That's great. Well, we're coming up on the break for the first section, segment here.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to remind everybody, you know, we're going to be taking questions, either email or call them in. And the number is 866-472-5790. Or you can email me at chris@chrisruisi.com, and we'll get your question answered right here on the show with Bill. So stay there. We'll be back in about 90 seconds.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
Make sure to order your copy today of Step Up and Play Big, where Chris Ruisi coaches you on how to create a future vision, make better decisions, develop effective business habits, and find out what it means to be a leader by identifying and solving problems to drive you and your organization to top performance levels. This book is a must-read for all business leaders. Find out how to get your own copy of the book on Amazon.com or by visiting chrisruisi.com and clicking the book.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Many leaders and companies work with Chris Ruisi. As a business mentor, Chris helps to guide these leaders and companies to bigger results and puts them on the road to success. If you are looking to step into a bigger role in your organization, email Chris today to learn how you can be exceptional with less effort than you think. You can send an email to chris@chrisruisi.com, or you can visit the website to find out where Chris will be appearing next, coaching, and his books. Visit chrisruisi.com to step up and play big.
We're always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to Step Up and Play Big with Chris Ruisi. To reach the program today, please call in to 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. If you'd like to send us an email, please send it to chris@chrisruisi.com. Now, back to Step Up and Play Big.
And we're back with my special guest, Bill Schley, here on Step Up and Play Big with Chris Ruisi. And as I mentioned at the end of the last segment, please call in 866-472-5790. I know that there is an entrepreneur out there calling in. I know that there's an entrepreneur out there who's got a question, who has got a challenge. And if you don't want to hear your voice on the radio, then just email me at chris@chrisruisi.com. And if you do, I'll send you a free copy of my book. I'll sign it, and I'll send you some chocolate. Can't beat that deal. You know, on the break, Bill and I were talking about that little voice in our heads that says, yes, I can. And we both agree that that's one of the driving forces for successful entrepreneurs. Bill, take us through what we were discussing on break on that point.
Well, you know, we talked to, when we were researching the book, and we talked to some people that are psychologists and some early educators, you know, of young people. And they say that, you know, every single five-year-old, basically, every little kid, every five-year-old is an amazing entrepreneur. If you watch little kids when they're out playing, you know, you give them a couple of sticks and a couple of things, and they figure out something how to do with it. At least they used to do in the old days before their mothers, you know, put videotapes in front of them all day. They went out, they figured stuff out. They don't know what they can't do. They just the world is full of possibilities, and they think they can do anything, and they're amazingly creative and inventive. And that's called divergent thinking. And some psychologists did some tests and said that all five-year-olds are kind of geniuses at this divergent thinking, which is what entrepreneurs do. Somewhere along the way, something happens to a lot of people. And what we found is what happens is that fear starts to intrude in their lives. And fear comes from, believe it or not, our parents, our teachers, our institutions, all the things that are telling you, no, you can't, no, you can't, no, you can't. And that starts to affect everyone. And I think the entrepreneurs are just ones that maybe didn't let that affect them quite as much as everybody else. But, you know, someone said it was funny. No mother says to their kid, goodbye, dear. Go out and take some risks today.
Yeah.
You know? No.
Quite the opposite.
Mothers say, no, watch out for this. Don't do that. Don't do this. At school, you know, it's a constant thing. So we sort of have a lot of that sort of taken out of us as we go through the system. And because the system is designed to create good citizens who know how to conform in school. But unfortunately, that's not what, you know, entrepreneurs need. Entrepreneurs, like we said, need to break the rules sometime.
Mm-hmm. And know which rules to break.
Well, or they don't always know which rules to break.
Okay.
What they know is they need to break some. They know that they can't just accept all the ones that were simply given to them. And they have to find new rules sometimes if they want to get to where they're going to go. So they get on a journey, they start getting in motion, they start discovering what works, what doesn't, and they start to find a new set of rules. I think I think that's the way I would characterize that.
All right. Now, in the book, we talk about we talked about it actually in the first segment about the need for millions of new entrepreneurs to help create jobs and grow our country, mm-hmm. and that you were in the book. We were looking for the essence of entrepreneurship,
yeah.
And you couldn't find the solution in the usual places. We talked about that.
Yeah.
And that you found that what's the essence of what it takes to put people in motion? What did you find in that bill in the book?
Well, you kind of said it before, that little voice that says, I can. How did you say it again?
Yes, I can.
Yes, I can. Another word for that is just belief, when you believe that you can do something. That
yep.
The power of belief was stronger than anything that there was. And one thing that I learned from Graham Weston was that when you can harness that power of belief in the people that work in your company, you get people that can do extraordinary things and move mountains. And that, the companies that have what we call belief cultures are ultimately can be so much more successful than the fear cultures you see out there, where everyone's afraid to try anything because they think they're going to get, reprimanded or fired, or everyone's afraid to take a risk. So this power of belief is the power that we all have that make us take an idea and move forward with it. The issue is we have to get around fear. And fear is that thing that stops us, that blocks us. It's the original animal emotion. It is.
Yep.
It comes from a part of the brain that's automatic, it's fast, and it's really dumb. but it instantly tells you if I don't know what it is, if it's new, be afraid. If it's something I don't understand, be afraid.
Right.
If it's this is the default that we have because this is what animals do, right? You look at your animals. The problem with that primitive emotion is that we can't have any human progress unless someone decides to do something when they're a little bit afraid at first to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So what we learn from the SEALs is, which is fascinating, is nobody ever gets over their fear, especially the SEALs. The SEALs will tell you, if we find a guy that's not afraid, we'll kick him out of the teams because he'll get us killed.
Right.
You've got to have healthy fear to understand, to look at the landscape, and to have a certain edge to keep you on your game. Because that fear, it gives you a little bit of an emotional edge. But we also know that we have a relationship with it where we say, listen, we almost talk to it. We almost say, look, we know what fear is. We know this is fear. So we're going to accept it, deal with it, and go forward anyway.
Yep.
And that's how that happens. But so there's a relationship with fear and belief. You have to balance them out.
Yeah, because that what that does, I use the expression, many times we become victim of our circumstances or victims of our fear.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact, if you think about it, you could harness it and become a master of your circumstances and let it work for you.
That's what they do. We call it steer the fear. They actually now it's not that it's easy to do. And fear feels bad. Fear is supposed to feel bad. It's supposed to feel bad. But yes, when you harness that, but look what fear does. Fear is also that moment of fear. There's a whole physical sort of reaction that happens in your body. The fear response. Your blood pressure goes up. Your heart rate quickens. Your eyes dilate. There's all kinds of things that happen. What that's preparing you for is it's primitively fight or flight, right?
It's
getting your body ready to function at this peak so that it can survive, right? So once that part of fear is really good because it gets you up, it prepares you for your peak. So a little edginess and a little bit of nervousness is a good thing.
Yep.
As long as we don't let it stop us from doing the right thing.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you talk in the book about, about the concept of accelerated proficiency, and that it makes people believers and makes them unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about accelerated proficiency.
Yeah, accelerated proficiency. It gets back to the point you made about everything is basically very simple.
Yep.
We found out that there's really, you talk to a great businessman or entrepreneur. We talk to a lot of them, and basically they could tell you everything they know in about 5 minutes. That they can tell you, really.
Yep.
They don't have hundreds and hundreds of complicated rules. They usually follow two or three or four big rules, and that's what guides them forward. And then they, and then all the other stuff that they learn by doing along the way, they got this expert intuition just by doing it so much that they got to be really good at it.
Okay.
And you start to find out that just about anything, any complicated thing, always comes down to three or four rules. And we said three or four, no less, no more. So for example, I can teach you to, I spent this weekend on a sailboat this weekend. I can teach anybody to sail and with three rules. I can teach them how to sail.
Okay.
If you want to be a pilot, you see people flying these 747s. Basically, they're basically using about four rules to fly that plane that they learned when they flew a Piper Cub. And they will tell you that in a moment of emergency, they go right back to those four basic fundamentals, okay, which mm-hmm. is altitude and airspeed, you know, and there are a few of them. And that little Piper Cub in their brain is still inside that 747.
Right.
What's amazing is it works for so many things. The rules of selling, the rules of marketing. We just rebranded and positioned a huge company. And the most amazing thing was we were just astounded that it came down to three little rules of differentiating, just like it did all these years. So you find out that there's just a few simple rules to do just about anything in any business. Learn those rules and then just keep doing it over and over because the fundamentals are what do it.
Yeah, they don't change. I mean, it's always about going back to the simplest approach. The shortest distance between two points is a straight line. Don't make it any more complicated than it needs to be.
Well, that's right. The hardest thing in business is to, once you find a simple strategy, is to keep the business on that strategy. Not to find a simple strategy, but to keep from veering off into different directions.
Sure, and you evaluate as you go.
Yeah, you do. And you have to, but you have to keep reminding yourself of those. Look, every single time a ship captain comes into the harbor, he has one rule. And the rule aligns every single thing that he does. When he comes in, he sees the buoys, he says, red, right, returning.
Right.
That means he keeps the red buoys on the right when he's going to the harbor. Now, that ends up lining up everything he needs to do to get safely into that harbor. And I promise you that 30 years later, he's still saying that same little rule to himself. Every time he enters the harbor, he says, red, right, returning. And it's the same thing in business, branding, marketing, entrepreneurship, these fundamental principles.
Oh, no, I used to have a boat, and I still, to this day, go, red, right, return.
You do. That's right.
You know.
That's right.
The one time I realized that, when you're going north on the intercoastal, it's not red, right, return. But then I was told, if you're not running aground now and then, you're not doing it right. So
that's right. And so for example, like the best salespeople, people think that salespeople are all talkers and they're all just presenters. It's the opposite. The best salespeople are the best listeners, which is why, by the way, a lot of women are really, really good in sales, because I think they listen better than men.
Yep.
Just naturally. And the best people are the listeners, the best salespeople, because when you listen and you keep asking questions and then listen, the prospect will start to tell you not only exactly what you need, but exactly how he wants to buy. And when
exactly.
he tells you that, he gives you the keys to the safe, he will give you the keys if he thinks that you actually care about the outcome for him, not just selling him something, but you actually care about, if he trusts you, that you want to give the best solution, and he will open up if you keep asking and listening. And so we used to go into the sales meetings and always remind ourselves, shut up.
And listen, yep.
Shut up. I mean, every single time I went into a meeting, it was shut up and listen, shut up and listen, because that was so basic, but it can be that basic.
No, I we're coming up on break here, but I used to write on top of my pad, S-U-A-L, which was shut up and listen. That's my,
right.
that's my thing, you know.
There you go.
But we're up on break here, the end of the second segment, which has been great. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Unstoppable Six. So stay there. We'll be back in less than 90 seconds.
When When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Many leaders and companies work with Chris Ruisi. As a business mentor, Chris helps to guide these leaders and companies to bigger results and puts them on the road to success. If you are looking to step into a bigger role in your organization, email Chris today to learn how you can be exceptional with less effort than you think. You can send an email to chris@chrisruisi.com, or you can visit the website to find out where Chris will be appearing next, coaching, and his books. Visit chrisruisi.com to step up and play big.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
Make sure to order your copy today of Step Up and Play Big, where Chris Ruisi coaches you on how to create a future vision, make better decisions, develop effective business habits, and find out what it means to be a leader by identifying and solving problems to drive you and your organization to top performance levels. This book is a must-read for all business leaders. Find out how to get your own copy of the book on Amazon.com or by visiting chrisruisi.com and clicking the book.
We're always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to Step Up and Play Big with Chris Ruisi. To reach the program today, please call in to 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. If you'd like to send us an email, please send it to chris@chrisruisi.com. Now, back to Step Up and Play Big.
And this is Chris Ruisi, and thanks for staying there. We're back for our third segment here with Bill Schley. We're talking about his book, The Unstoppables, and the call-in number is 866-472-5790, or you can email me at chris@chrisruisi.com, and after the show, I want you to go to amazon.com and buy Bill's three books, and then before you click go to cart, I want you to go buy my book, Step Up and Play Big, and I guarantee you, I'm going to go on the line here, I guarantee you that the only thing stopping you from being successful will be you. Bill, we have a caller on the line. We have Carol from New Jersey, so
okay.
Carol,
hi.
Talk to us. Hi. Say
hi,
hello to Bill.
Good. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Carol.
Question for you. I know a few serial entrepreneurs, and I have an entrepreneurial spirit myself, and have worked for many very good entrepreneurs and also some pretty scary ones. Mm-hmm. The scary ones are those that are so busy building their dream, yet they're not building a real team or a business.
Yeah.
How do you get past that?
Well, first of all, to acknowledge what you already know. I mean, you started off with a fundamental wisdom, which is that and Graham Weston would tell you that the team is more important than even the idea of the business. That
right.
You cannot have a successful business without a successful team.
Amen.
And that ideas change all the time, but as you get in business, your idea is guaranteed that it will change. But that team is the number one predictor of success for any business. And so if you can't do it as a team, you're a solo entrepreneur, and unfortunately you just can't go that far as an individual. You must have that team.
Good.
So
that makes sense.
Well,
how do you get past that?
What's that?
How
do you get
past that
with in your own business or when you're in a business
Both. From the perspective of the business owner, you know, I see it a lot. I think that's why most businesses fail.
Yeah.
I think I've been there myself in my own original business. I saw that happen. You're so busy building your team, your dream, that you kind of you miss the points of your team, and you're not expressing your goals to the team either. So you're not
right. Right. Okay. Well,
but then there are those that the ego is just driving everything, and they can't even see, you know, that there is a team.
Well, they have a couple of things. The Navy SEALs will never. No Navy SEAL will ever call himself a SEAL. He'll say, hey, you know, I was a SEAL, or these other guys, I know they're former SEALs. They will never, ever refer to themselves. They will only refer to themselves as team guys. When I made the teams, this guy was on the teams, this guy retired from the teams. Think about that. The team idea, and it's a basic unit of four people. That's the fundamental size of a SEAL team. It's so ingrained because they know that they can't survive without their teammates and vice versa. And that team, if you take one smart, capable person, if you multiply that person times four, think about how ultimately powerful that becomes. But everybody has to be believers in the mission. Everybody has to want the other team member's success as much as their own. Every person has to believe in that team and that mission together. And then you have good teammates. And then the SEALs will show you they can accomplish anything in the world with the power of that team. So if you have a business, doesn't it make sense? If the Navy SEALs succeed that way, wouldn't you think that a business would also succeed using those principles?
Yeah, yep. That's great.
The thing is, if you've got a boss that doesn't get it or that's thwarting it, the answer, I don't know what you can do about someone like that if he's not willing to see it. Maybe he has to fail a few times. Maybe, and some people never get it, but maybe it's the kind of person that can listen to direction and understand some of these things and start to do better at it. It's a hard thing.
You know, with bosses like that, I've found that in many cases, Bill, where they don't pay attention to the team,
mm-hmm.
It's a symptom of their own insecurity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not wanting to let go.
So here's how Graham Weston built a $5 billion business, and you can tell this to any boss who doesn't believe it. He said, what people want is to be a valued member of a winning team on an inspiring mission.
Huh.
Okay? So I'll tell you that again. You can write it down. It's actually the book. What people want is to be a valued member of a winning team on an inspiring mission. And Graham believed that they want that more than money.
Right.
They want that.
Yep.
Everybody needs money, of course, and everyone's earning a livelihood. But the desire to belong to a team that's working together and to feel that you're needed, that you're a valued member of that team. When people have a chance to do that in their lives and their careers, when they have a chance to touch greatness by accomplishing something great with a group of people, they will do anything. And they
right.
will give you the part of them you can't buy. And on that principle, Graham built that great business and continues to and teaches that to everybody in his companies.
Okay. Carol, thanks for calling in.
Very good. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Great, Bill. Let's move on to the Unstoppable Six. You break them down into the strategic three and then mm-hmm. the tactical three.
Yeah.
You go where you want to go on this.
Well, again, we're trying to put our money where our mouth was, which was that, you know, basically that success always comes down to a few fundamentals. I know I said three or four, and that's generally the case, but in we broke it down to six things, actually, that we figured out that were important for anyone who wants to succeed in an entrepreneurial business. And these were the six things that you need to, you come to work thinking about every single day. And when we got to the first one, here's what they are. The first one is that you need a difference.
Yep.
Okay? You need a difference that separates you from somebody else. Why should somebody buy you over your competitor? You need to be able to articulate that in a very simple way. So
right.
there's customers. The next thing is it's what we were just talking about. You
team.
Need to say, who's my team? It's that thing about who's my team and how am I going to build that team. So that was the next thing. Every day thinking about my team, which is my culture, which is my people, which is that inspiring mission. The third thing was we talked about learning how to succeed with customers, which means knowing what customers want. The fourth thing to think about was now you have to, you've got a great idea and you've got a difference and you've got a great team, but, you know, if nobody knows about it, no one's going to know to come to your business, so you have to make yourself famous. So that was the fourth rule. How do you make yourself famous?
Right.
The fifth one was we talked about creating revenue, which is really for most small businesses, that means selling. How are you going to sell? And the last one was was you've got to have that first product. How do we get that minimum viable product that we talked about?
Right.
Because you've got to have a product that people want to buy. And so how you figure out what that is and then also make it so simple that you can now put it into the marketplace and get people to start telling you what's good and what's bad about it.
Now, listen, those of you out there listening, I'm going to do you a really big favor here, okay? First, you got to go buy the book. But if you go, but you got to read the whole book, all right, now?
Yeah.
But if you go to page 111, okay, page 111 in the book, and read right through to page 118 and reread it several times, you're going to get the essence of what Bill just said. Okay,
sure.
I'm taking away all the excuses, everybody.
Sure.
You've got to go out and you got to get and Bill ain't paying me for this, okay? I just love this book. I love this book. And
we're doing this because we love America.
Exactly right.
That's
boy,
right. We want to see this country go back to being the original entrepreneur nation, which is what it is.
Exactly. So, as you said in the book, it is a war.
It's kind of.
You know, so page 111, 118, go buy the book. Read the foreword, then go to page 111.
That's great. But along the way, you can read a little bit about the SEALs and around it.
Absolutely.
Know, but yeah. What people, we talked about the emotional mechanics, you know?
Yes, yes.
It comes down to someone that says, it's possible for me. And it's possible for me. That was the magical thing. We talked to people that train the Israeli special forces.
Right.
And these are some pretty smart, pretty amazing elite troops, and they actually train with the U.S. Navy SEALs. And they would tell us that the moment that the commander and the people believe, as long as they believe it's possible for us, it's possible for me, we can accomplish anything. But when they start to think the opposite, because fear gets in the way, then that's what stops everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're using the same principles in the battlefield that we use. You know, starting a small business can be sometimes just as scary.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. If you know, I sometimes think entrepreneurs are the people who are the bravest people in the world because they walk in every day and let everybody else play with their money.
Yeah, they are. But, you know, but this is the other one of those myths. Remember, some people think, well, the entrepreneurs are these fearless and
yeah.
love taking risks. They love doing all
no,
that.
No, they don't.
And they want
no,
to gamble. The opposite is true.
Exactly.
The opposite's true. They hate risk, but they know they have to go through a little risk to get there. So they realize, I'm going to manage it. I'm going to try to mitigate every risk that I can. That's how the SEALs do it. They practice, so they eliminate every known risk, and then so that they can so when they get out in the field and the unknown stuff is inevitably happens, at least they can focus on that. They know it's coming. They
yep.
just know that they're going to mitigate. So they don't love. Nobody loves risk, especially entrepreneurs.
And no,
they,
you're right.
That's right. And they also they have as much fear as everyone. They just believe it's possible, so they go through that fear.
Yep. Well, we're coming up in another less than a minute on a break here. Bill, in less than a minute, what would be the biggest takeaway, most valuable takeaway for somebody who reads The Unstoppables?
I think the most valuable takeaway is that everybody has it inside them. That you may not become an entrepreneur like the way you might not be the CEO of a business. Let's say because you could be more entrepreneurial in your life, in your business, with your family, with your kids. That it's all about accomplishment more than anything, and
yep.
so that everyone can be more entrepreneurial.
Great. Well, all right, we're at the end of our third segment here. So again, this is Chris Ruisi with my special guest Bill Schley. We're talking about The Unstoppables, and stay there. We'll be back in about 90 seconds.
Business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio. Voice America Business Network.
Make sure to order your copy today of Step Up and Play Big, where Chris Ruisi coaches you on how to create a future vision, make better decisions, develop effective business habits, and find out what it means to be a leader by identifying and solving problems to drive you and your organization to top performance levels. This book is a must-read for all business leaders. Find out how to get your own copy of the book on Amazon.com or by visiting chrisruisi.com and clicking the book.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Many leaders and companies work with Chris Ruisi. As a business mentor, Chris helps to guide these leaders and companies to bigger results and puts them on the road to success. If you are looking to step into a bigger role in your organization, email Chris today to learn how you can be exceptional with less effort than you think. You can send an email to Chris at chrisruisi.com, or you can visit the website to find out where Chris will be appearing next, coaching, and his books. Visit chrisruisi.com to step up and play big.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to Step Up and Play Big with Chris Ruisi. To reach the program today, please call in to 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. If you'd like to send us an email, please send it to Chris at chrisruisi.com. Now, back to Step Up and Play Big.
And this is Chris Ruisi, and time goes by fast when you're having fun. This is the last segment of our show today with my guest, Bill Schley. And again, the call-in number is 866-472-5790. Or you can email me at chris@chrisruisi.com. If you want more information on my book, Step Up and Play Big, go to Amazon. You can go to my website, chrisruisi.com. And if you do go to my website, and I would encourage you to do that, make sure you sign up for my Monday morning wake-up call. It is free, but it is valuable, and I guarantee that you will get information that you can use almost instantaneously. So, Bill, let's talk about the microscript rules. It's not what people hear. It's what people is what they repeat.
Mm-hmm.
And you said this book shows you how to put the message in the madness. So I love that. Let's talk about it, Bill.
Well, we just, you know, we talked about being unstoppable, and you can be unstoppable in big general things, but also when you get to specifics, like let's say we're going to do branding for our company. How do we do branding that's unstoppable? How do we do marketing for our company? Because that's how, by the way, we get ourselves famous. Remember, you've got to make yourself famous.
Mm-hmm.
And so you focus on the certain things that can basically give you unstoppable marketing and branding. The first thing about it is that the one thing that penetrates people's minds is a story. Everything comes down to telling the story. And the only way you can change a mind and the only way you can get someone to remember anything you said is to tell them a story. It's the most powerful principle of communication there is. And so, over the years, we've been trying to learn about the secrets of coming up with those three or four rules, you know, we started to find out that you want to tell people a story, but now in days because there's just so much information out there, you have to be able to tell your story very, very quickly. Believe it or not, in about a sentence or less.
Wow.
But the fact is that you can, because five or six words is more powerful than 5,000 or 6,000 words. And if you don't believe that, you look at what we remember all through history about anything, about any politician, about just about anything in life. The rules that our mothers told us, they told us these little 5 or 6 word phrases that were little stories that we could never forget. So,
right.
For example, you know, you look at how your mom, you know, she raised you, right? I open up the book here for a second to remember some of these. But like, you remember little phrases like better safe than sorry. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Live and let live. You only go around once. No pain, no gain. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. The early bird gets the worm. Honesty is the best policy. You see, believe it or not, there's an unlimited number of those things, But that's how the human brain remembers anything in these little phrases that tell these little tiny stories. So if you know that principle, and now you have a company that you want someone to remember, right, or a difference, then it only makes sense to find a little microscript and give it to people to remember.
Okay.
So all the great brands that we remember through history, this is what the Mad Men used to know, all have a little microscript attached to them. So if you remember Timex watches, most people can even remember some of these.
It takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
It takes a licking and keeps on ticking. Do you realize I've been around the world, people will repeat that phrase to you? And
yeah.
And you have to have an idea first. That's our dominant selling idea. And they said, our strategy, Timex is the toughest watch. Now that you have that strategy, you create a little microstrip so people can remember it and repeat it. It takes a lick and keeps on ticking. Or you say M&M's. It melts in your mouth.
Uh-huh.
Not in your hand.
Right.
Or you say, remember the O.J. trial? The O.J. trial where he said, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit?
Yep.
That O.J.'s lawyer knew the power of these little microscripts, which is that these 5 to 7 words is what changes the world. So when you have a business and you're trying to create a difference from your business, first you have to create the difference, and then you have to be famous. Give people these little phrases so they can remember your difference and say your difference and think about your difference. And that's the gift that keeps on giving. If you want it. That simple rule is the most powerful rule of marketing there is.
Okay? Oh, I mean, it's like we talked about earlier in the show about the simplicity of the approach that you take.
Yeah, that's right. So once you start knowing about these little microscripts, you start hearing them everywhere. You know, I mean, you look at products. Remember Splenda, the little sweetener?
Yep.
They said it's made from sugar, so it tastes like sugar.
Oh, I remember, you know, Have It Your Way was Burger King's.
That's right. Remember, sometimes people say, well, just a sound bite. You say, no, it's actually a little story bite, you know. You say, what goes around comes around. You see, it kind of turns a picture on in your head. That's what these things always do, you know. The domino theory. Remember back when we went into Southeast Asia back in the 60s? It was because of a little microscript called the domino theory, which said if one country falls to the communists, they're all going to fall like dominoes. So just saying domino theory triggered that whole story in people's heads.
Yep.
So,
yep.
I remember
the expression of, you know, facts tell, but stories sell.
they do. Well, listen to this one. I worked for Mad Men, you know, when I was starting out, and my boss said to me, he said, look, you can tell someone, spend 10 minutes telling them every single fact and feature about your product, and, you know, 5 minutes later, they'll forget 100% of what you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
But tell a person a story, and 20 years later, they'll come back and repeat it to you word for word.
Yep, exactly right. Now, you mentioned, you sent me the microscope rules, which I appreciate, and thank you. And you wrote it, and you wrote me something in the book, but you said that you found what was the last link, the missing one in the chain, in the microscripts, and I'm assuming that's the chain between the Unstoppables and Johnny Can't Brain.
Well, So the first thing is we're trying to figure out, they'll get to the holy grail of branding and marketing and communicating. The first thing was the dominant selling idea, which is you got to come up with the one big thing you stand for, that the one thing you do better than anybody else. And that was that was called the dominant selling idea. So that was, Johnny Can't Brand was about finding that one big idea. And again, all great brands have one. Then the next book was we realized, but if you just have the idea, you need to give people a way to remember and repeat that idea. So you come up with, friends don't let friends drive drunk. Or you come up with what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Those are the little microscripts. That's what all great brands do. The last one, though, is when you're actually trying to get to that thing. And if there's going to be a last book. And it's about categories and frames and why telling a story. And that's the last piece of the puzzle. But the fact is, when you reframe an idea for someone, you're basically repositioning it in their brain. You say that something. So anyway, we're working on that one, Chris.
Well, I'm going to look forward to that one, too. I've got a spot on my shelf, Bill, let me tell you.
Right.
Well, look, we're coming up towards the end of the show, and this is a hard break because they have to clear the lines.
Okay.
I want to thank Bill so much for his insights and wisdom today. It was great. I got 3 pages of notes here. So, again, the books are The Unstoppables, Why Johnny Can't Brand, and, of course, The Microscripts. I say this
rules.
My microscope rules. I'm sorry. Thanks, Bill. Say with all seriousness, go get those books if you're interested in running a successful entrepreneurial business. Next week, my guest is going to be Mike Sprouse of the Sprouse Marketing Group. Mike is in Chicago. We know each other from we share the same publisher. And I want to thank you all for listening in to our show today. We're wrapping up here. And within 24 hours, the show will be on my show page, recorded, so you can listen to it again. I want to thank you all for listening in. It's been a great day, a great show. Go out there and step up and play big and make something happen. And we'll see you all next week. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning into the show, Step Up and Play Big, featuring Chris Ruisi, can be heard live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Be sure to join us again next week.